And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano, and by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sander.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live. Pete Gray here, along with Rock God Rick Mexa. We have a great show here in the world headquarters on a beautiful Southern California fall day, and we have Jerry Guzman from JRI Lures and the one and only Danny Wade. Don't even need to describe who he is because everybody knows. He's that guy on the bow catching all the fish, right? And having fun talking fishing and learning a ton of stuff here, too.
Boy, that you want to talk about an opportunity to learn from the best. This is it, and we've got another full hour of great information with Danny and Jerry here hanging out, talking fishing with us. And you know, Danny's always said it before, too. Dude, very approachable guy, easy to find in the boat. If you ask a question, he's gonna give you an answer. Whether you like to hear the answer or not, that's an entire another story. But he's gonna give you the answer.
He hangs out over at H&M Landing.
See
him over there.
Not hard to find.
Yeah, not hard to find at all.
Go over by a JRI.
Giving away a couple of great prizes today, thanks to Jerry.
Yeah, you're not kidding. If you didn't catch the beginning of the show, we have two hand-picked packs of jigs from Jerry. It includes a couple of Yo-Yo Stingers, the brand new DW3 we've been talking about at the beginning of the show. If you didn't catch the first half of the show, brand new offering from JRI, a fantastic surface iron. That's going to be in this pack. Also a JRI 3, one of my favorite shapes you guys make. And there's going to be one package that's going to one of our lucky callers and then one to one of our lucky texters at the end of the show today. So, yeah, a couple of great prizes. Again, if you want to get through in the second hour, it's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. That's how you text in your questions. If you haven't already, make sure you include your contact info along with your text. Just a name and a phone number is all we need, because if you win that jig pack, we want to make sure to get it to you.
All right, I want to tell you about a great opportunity to go fishing tomorrow.
I'm in.
On the Liberty. Two-day Let's Talk Hookup sponsored trips. We've got a ton of merchandise we're giving away for free Shimano jigs. We've got a bunch of AFCO product, Seaguar fluorocarbon, lots of great stuff. And, of course, everybody gets Gamakatsu hooks. It's a Gamakatsu sponsored, and everybody's going to get Gamakatsu hooks and a Gamakatsu towel cleaner. And get this. It's a definite go. Right now it has 11 people on the trip. It's limited to 24.
No way.
They said it's a definite go.
Okay. Nice.
And so if you want to go on a super light load, two-day, ultra limited load trip, it's less than $1,000 for a two-day trip on the Liberty, include your food, the whole thing. Go on fishermanslanding.com and book it right now. It's online, fishermanslanding.com. Just book it. Look for Liberty Limited load, two-day. You'll see it pop up on there and just book it. Or just give them a call, 221-8500, 619 area code, and go on. But again, it's definite go. Right now, 11 spots are available. So it's 11 spots are available. I think there's 13 people on the trip right now. So maybe it'll get a handful more. So you're probably going to go out fishing on the Liberty with 20 people.
Crazy. And the fish are biting. Right now.
And the weather's really good for the next few days.
Wow.
So you leave tomorrow at 10 a.m. and then come back on Tuesday afternoon. So pretty good trip.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Well, let's find out what's biting now.
You got it, man. It's time to find out what's going on. And this is normally when we talk to Mark Wish, who gives us our fishdope.com report, but Mark's a little under the weather. So we brought in the ultimate replacement for Mark today, the man. Danny Lynch is going to be doing our fishdope.com report today. That report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get the premier processing experience. You can check out their easier online system to book your processing orders for your next long-range trips. And with more team members, Fisherman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest. More same-day capacity, the finest in customer service. You can stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or check fishermansprocessing.com and be sure you make your reservations today. We got him. Danny from Fish Dope is on the line. What's up, Danny?
Hey, good morning. Thanks for that, Rick. Really? I am
the one and only.
Incredibly busy on the phone with Danny Wade. Oh, my God. He's the best jig fisherman I've ever seen in my life. So anyway, getting to the report. Santa Monica Bay got a little bit of exotics going on. There's some triggerfish starting to bite at Santa Monica Reef. That happens in the wintertime there. You want to catch one of those great eating fish, now's the time to go. Another exotic sable fish are biting in 1,000 feet of water up Southeast Bay.
Whoa.
If you want to get some. So let's skip over to what most people want to catch. Catalina, the West End spots, West End backside spots to be precise, giving up some 10 to 25 pound yellowtail on live squid, sardines, mackerel. SCI, San Clemente Island. That yellowtail bite near the cave spot in Pyramid Cove in 130 feet of water has been going for almost 3 months solid. It's still there. The squid's still there. That's the best thing we've got for a sure thing right now. Let's go offshore where everybody's piled up on Cortez catching bluefin in 50 fathoms to 100 fathoms off the southeast corner of the bank. They're all piled up there this morning. They're all catching. I think I heard Pritchard talking about it a little few minutes ago. The 390 area still got bluefin and a few yellowtail. But here's the big story. Coronado Canyon has a 10-mile spread of bluefin from just outside North Island all the way down to close to the 425. And this stuff's coming up in the afternoon. And now, even better, as Rick pointed out, there were a couple of bluefin on two different boats caught on the 9-mile bank. That stuff is still there. It's yesterday afternoon, just outside the 178, there was all kinds of foamers.
Whoa, jeez.
Stuff is not showing in the AM nearly as well as afternoon. At 1 o'clock yesterday, like somebody threw a light switch and that stuff went stupid and there was hardly anybody there to catch them. We had a contact there that went 10 for 10 and releasing all on a ghost popper, just pop, pop, hookup.
Wow.
That's what I got for you guys.
Well, that's a pretty good, that's pretty good take.
That's
there.
It?
Yeah.
That's all you got for us?
Yeah, that's all. So 10 for 10 on poppers on the 9-mile bank.
I could tell you about the wahoo that are starting to show here at the Thunderbolt Wreck, but that's not a fish dope thing.
Yeah, no, I dove that Thunderbolt Wreck. That's a pretty cool spot.
You know, with that said,
that's in South Florida, by the way.
With that said, though, the American Angler, you know, I think it was last week, did have a wahoo that was incredibly high in latitude. You know,
not
in our backyard or anything like that, but you know, with this
right, it's up there.
Warm water push. You know, I think it was a sub 200 mile, you know, from San Diego wahoo, like on their way up from a trip. So you know,
well,
you never know, man. This fall's kicking some pretty serious butt right now. You never know what might happen.
Danny, right. Such a great report. I sure appreciate you filling in for Captain Mark Wish while he's recovering from his throat ailment after his trip. And great job. And, of course, you want to get more information from Danny? Well, there's only one way, fishdope.com. That's the spot. $30 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW, your $30 code to fishdope.com, and all the information that you just heard from Mr. Danny Lynch. Thanks, Danny, for filling in, and we'll look forward to having you back.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Danny.
That. Danny is amazing. He was so reluctant to do the report, but what a fantastic report.
It's
really good. And now let's head down to Cedros. I'll bet Jerry's interested in this report.
Oh, yes.
Rosie Posey's on the line. Good morning, Rosie Flowers.
Hey, Rosie.
There you go. Good morning, you guys. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Rosie.
All right. So, you know, we're recovering from that hurricane that fizzled out, and basically all we got were, like I said, a few sprinkles, a little bit of wind, but we did have some swell. But the waters are back to being what Cedros. The fish are deep right now, so yo-yo irons are kind of the gig. Anything that's down there as far as white sea bass, black sea bass, yellowtail, they're biting. They're still biting. We, in our crazy calico bite this week, we had almost all boats that were fishing for calicos, if they had on treble hook or whatever, they were bringing up two at a time. You can check out our Facebook page and our website is
so awesome to always see, you know, two calicos on the hook and you got three or four following in case they spit that hook out. So that's always fun. We are looking for that warm water push, by the way, because this is the season, yes, that the Wahoo will move in to Cedros. So we've got, and we're in contact with the commercial guys that really fish on the other side of the island a bunch, waiting to see if there's any sign of Wahoo or Dorado, but nothing yet, darn it. But, yeah, they keep on biting. We have a one trip down there now, and then our last trip of the season leaves next Wednesday with Reggie's group, and then we're looking forward to next year.
Gosh, awesome. Rosie, well, certainly glad to hear that there was no negative effects from the weather coming through. The only negative thing was trying to figure out what you want to go do more, catch yellowtail or calico bass.
Yeah,
that's
exactly
the only negative at Cedros Sport Fishing.
So one more trip this year.
You know what's so funny is yeah, we have one more trip this year, and I didn't post this picture because I had to find something out first, but I will post it today. We had someone on a yo-yo iron bring up the biggest lobster you've ever seen. I will post the picture today, but, you know, we're not allowed to keep the lobsters. The lobsters are part of the cooperativa down
right
there. So I did have to confirm that it was either released or given to the cooperativa. So now I'll post the picture. But can you imagine catching a lobster on a yo-yo
too? Cool. That's a pretty good catch. Yeah, for sure. And then of course, Cedros, now is the time to book for next year, right? CedrosSportFishing.com.
It is. All the trips should be online here soon. I'm waiting for a few people that need to pick their trips. But by mid-November, everything will be online, and you can look at CedrosSportFishing.com, check out the calendar, and then give me a call at 619-772-7570, and we can talk about which trip we want to put you on for next year.
Awesome, Rosie. Well, fantastic job. Appreciate a great report, as always. Looking forward to hearing the report from this one, and then Reggie's up next. Great job. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thanks, Rosie.
See you,
all
Rosie.
Right. Thanks, Rosie. Appreciate that very much. Okay, we have a bonus report from, we don't know. Good morning.
Hi, who's this?
Who's this?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Alex.
Oh, this is
hey!
The sports barber.
It's Uncle Al.
Yeah, that's Uncle Al.
Live.
Yeah, we recognize that voice. Yeah, well, you know, our system on this side, we don't have a screener, so it your name didn't pump out. So in the future, when you do it, just say, hey, this is Uncle Al.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody should
have
known Uncle Al.
You guys
yeah.
good.
Yeah, the sports barber in Dana
good.
Point.
Okay, I was a fishing game coming after all you boaters without your boater cards.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just kidding.
Yeah,
just kidding.
Me.
Morning, fellas. Morning, Danny.
Are they really enforcing that? Is that true?
It's part of the law.
I've heard rumors of haven't heard of anybody that's been written up yet, but it is not an easy test. And I'll just say one thing: when you do take that test, Google is your friend. But
Google's your
beyond
friend.
That, hey, we got a big thing coming up here. Our Orange County Chapter CCA Golf Tournament is next Friday, and we are looking for golfers. What I've realized is it's hard to be a golfer and a fisherman. It takes a lot of time and money to be a golfer and a fisherman, but you don't have to be a big-time golfer to play in this tournament. It's a best ball tournament. That means everybody hits the ball, and whichever one lands the best, you pick the other three balls up. It doesn't get any easier than that. It's the only kind of golf I'll play.
Yeah,
but
I
it's
like
at Costa
game.
Mesa Country Club. It's $100. It's $200 a man, $800 a foursome. We got spots left. The phone number to get a hold of Luke Burson, the president of our chapter, is 949-433-2043. Call Luke up. And come and play. There's all kinds of raffle prizes, casting contests. They even throw out a little beer and tequila on a few holes and even some plastic lures. And I say that it's not a luncheon. I say it's a dinner. It's a sit-down dinner that we have. And they put together these raffle baskets that have all kinds of really neat prizes, not just fishing stuff. And you can put your raffle ticket in the exact basket you want to try to go for. So it's a great event. And I'd like to encourage all golfers and fishermen just to come out and support this great cause, the Coastal Conservation Association, CCA.
Yeah,
well said.
And I'll tell you what, that's this Friday, the 24th of October, right? Costa Mesa Country
yep.
Club.
Yep. 8 a.m. tee off.
8 a.m. tee off. Best ball scramble. And you get to kind of hang out with all kinds of people in the fishing industry. And most of all, support CCA and have a fun time doing it.
And this is one of the biggest fundraisers of the year for the Orange County chapter. Yes. That do so much, you know, very, very involved. Luke, Uncle Al, everybody that's involved with CCA doing a really, really good job. And yeah, come out and support, man. It's a big one.
So again, CCA California. CCACalifornia.org. Go to the events tab. You get all the information. Or just call Uncle Al, right, Al?
Go to the sports barber.
Call me up. Yep. We got places that we got openings, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I got we got a lot of the finest Orange County calico bass fishermen. Steve Shook. We got Big Mike Big Hair. We got all kinds of guys playing. We got a foursome coming from the Dana Angling Club. Foursome coming from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. So Dana Point is supporting this event, and we'd like to ask all fishermen to support this event. You don't have to be a great golfer. You can come out and just, you can ride in a cart and just putt if you want to. It's that kind of thing. It's very casual. It's a beautiful course, easy course to play.
I think
so. Come on out.
I think the best way to get information would be go to the sports barber, sit in the chair, let Uncle Al line you up, get you cleaned up right, and then he'll tell you about it while you're sitting in the chair.
There you go.
I think that's the best way.
I'll tell you about how to catch calico bass, too, because they're biting, right, Al?
They are, and you guys, when I was on the show, you guys mentioned something that I'm using now. It's called the morning milk run.
That's it. Got to hit the spots.
Morning milk run. Yeah, it's biting down here. We're biting up here. We're having some really good luck with that storm. Didn't really affect the water temperature. It's still holding about 65, and the calicos are still chasing. They love their breakfast.
All right. That's cool. All right, Al. Good luck with the tournament. Again, ccacalifornia.org on the events tab. Sign up. Go fishing with, go golfing with Al, and then go fishing with Al. Hey, thanks, Al. Appreciate you supporting
thank
CCA,
you
and thanks to everybody out there for supporting CCA.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up our catch report. Man, you time. You got to power your boat with Norris Lithium. It's the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. You can set up your system at norrislithium.com or just go see the trolling motor doctor.
Yeah, for sure. Norris Lithium, absolutely the finest quality and the best. And they have great technical help, too. You call them up at Norris Lithium, they'll help you design your system for you. Battery chargers, DC to DC chargers, everything. NorrisLithium.com. Check it out.
All right. I had a great text for the boys, and it's from James, who was texting us from La Jolla. It said, man, having Danny on here is such a treasure and really makes me love dusting off all my old jig sticks. I've got a bunch of JRIs that are all tooth-marked and swirled up that work fantastic. My question, I'm jumping on a 9-day on the Red Rooster. I'm bringing a bunch of JRIs. I've never caught a wahoo on the surface iron. I'm wondering if Danny or Jerry could share any tips with me. Should I fish it with the same cadence I do for yellowtail? Should I speed it up? Do I slow it down? Of course I know wine, wine, wine if I'm lucky enough to hook up. Thanks for the surface iron love and surface iron talk. This is my favorite show.
Wire.
Okay.
Wire.
Wire.
Wire it up.
Yeah, you're fishing
single
wahoo.
Wire?
Single strand wire.
What size?
Something around 80-ish.
Okay.
2 to 3 feet, whatever you're comfortable with.
Now, Dart, Bob Fletcher, used to like to wire his jigs to fish yellowtail.
So did 10,000 other people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Well, at that time, that's a whole different subject. Let's answer this guy's question. but you're better off if you can cast straight braid, because you got to get that hook into that dumb fish's mouth.
Which is not an easy task for the wahoo.
On any lure. But use something that's either aluminum or chrome. And preferably a single hook if you can get away with it, and sharpen it. The only time I sharpen a hook is for wahoo. And you got to point that rod straight at them, and you got to wind.
Okay.
And you got to wind.
And I'll say,
and you're going to lose 98.9% of them.
But the bites will potentially be the most spectacular bite you get in sport fishing.
On surface island, they jump out of the water trying to get to the thing, man.
Like jump out and then go down and eat it on the way down.
Or come out of the water with it in their mouth.
Yeah.
I got two real quick ones to add. One, you'd be surprised at how slow sometimes you can turn the handle to get a bite for a while. You know, when you're wahoo bomb fishing, it's wine, 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 as fast as you can turn the handle. Surface iron fishing, they love biting a surface iron. And I got calico bass wine. Just poof, poof, poof. Just that thing sneaking across the surface, not flying. And then the second was, if you really want to catch a wahoo, completely changes subject, but Jerry makes maybe the best Wahoo bomb out there also. So there's a really, really good JRI bomb that is not a surface. We sell specific JRI Wahoo, you know, surface irons. They're Stinger heavies painted in special Wahoo colors. He again researched like the perfect hook. Like, it has a specific, like, we sell specific JRI jigs for Wahoo fishing.
So that follows into Hills and Ventura. Had a question about that. He said, "Good morning, guys. Do any of the JRI jigs come with a single hook, say for larger bluefin or Wahoo?"
Yes. So we have the JRI 2, which is a rendition of the old A2Z jig. I'm trying to remember, brain farting right now, but the long-range boat captain loved the A2Z jig for Wahoo. So we make the A2Z. We outfit it with a owner Stinger Siwash hook.
Okay.
That's the same hook we have also on our Huicide bomb. We make a 5.5-ounce, 6.5, 7.5-ounce Wahoo bomb. So, again, ooh, there's variation for guys, all your popular colors and young colors. Chrome as well.
I like chrome.
Yeah, the chrome's the big one. I think you guys have chrome. I'm trying to remember.
We got it.
You guys got chrome too.
EW1 and the 66.
Yeah, the 66, and then people love that chrome heavy jig
with 7691 hooks on it.
And 7691 hooks on it. So we got those as well. So again, you know, you guys ask, we listen, and we do it. You know.
The one thing I really like about JRI jigs is, like, they're not afraid of carrying a price tag that's a couple of dollars more than the competition. And I've always liked that, like, they could be the same price as a lesser quality jig, but they know that, like, a perfect paint job, better hardware, like, the right hook for the right lure, it's not, like, they spend the extra couple dollars finishing it by hand, making sure the paint is right, making sure the hook is right, and, like, they're better, and they easily carry a better price tag, and they sell better at a higher point because they're the right stuff. You don't have to redo it.
So tell us about the bomb, Jerry. Is it a standard kind of looking Wahoo bomb?
Yeah, standard. So I know a lot of guys like fishing the Captain Jimmy jig. Passed away a couple years ago. It's a different rendition of it. We designed the back of the head. If you were to actually lift the skirt up, because sometimes with the older bombs, the hooks would get kinked up. Uh-huh. So when we made the mold, we kind of designed this little, you know, curve in the back that would actually kind of, without putting a swivel, that would allow the hook to kind of just free and not get snagged up. So, again, that was a complaint we had heard from other Wahoo bombs. I took it to the designer when we CNC'd the mold, and we did that. So, again, it's just these little minute, you know, attention to detail that, you know, we focus on. Again, even like the loop or on our ring inserts, all of that stuff.
There's a big difference between Jerry's bomb and a lot of other ones out there in that the line tie is a fixed position. It's not like a slide through like some of the popular other bombs are. And what that can afford to you is a very like niche-y tech thing you can do. When Wahoo fishing is really tough, there are some guys that will opt to rig their jig with a heavy piece of fluorocarbon. Exactly as Danny said, anytime you're throwing a lure in Wahoo country that doesn't have a wire, at some point one is going to take it from you. But that doesn't mean it's going to be the first one. And because Jerry's bomb, you can tie to the front of the jig and the line doesn't slide through the hook. The hook is attached to the lure like it would be on a surface iron. When it's really scratchy Wahoo fishing and hard to get a bite, you can fish that lure with a piece of heavy fluoro, knowing that for sure that thing eats it wrong, it's going to go away from you. But when it's really tough to get a bite and you're just trying to like sneak out the one or two bites out there, you can do that with those jig, and you have the length of the lure as a protection from your line. And it's a really good way to get a bite when it's really hard to get a bite while
now,
fishing.
At Tackle Day, are those going to be buy two, get one free?
Buy two, get one free. Everything that's got a JRI label on it is going to be buy two, get one free.
And then you go to Jerry's, and then Jerry give you another jig for free. So
yeah,
you
stop by the
buy two, get four.
Yeah, so stop by the booth, bring the receipt that you purchased two JRI jigs, and we'll give you another JRI surface iron. And if my guys at the shop make it in time, we'll get you a keychain, a little micro stinger keychain.
So I am going to tell you...
These are the coolest.
So cool.
I have my Montana keys on.
So so
they're,
what's
they're super cool.
So this is pretty funny because we made
this.
Got
a hook on it.
Exactly.
Yeah. So originally there were keychains, and next thing you know, somebody decided to put a hook on it, and then I start getting these pictures that we're catching largemouth bass with these things.
No.
Yeah, up in was it Montana or Utah? I was like, what the heck?
That might be a trap.
I was just gonna say you got Montana wheels turning now.
Yeah. So one of my online retailers, Blue Pacific Tackle, puts in this order. I'm like, dude, is this a joke? And he's like, no, these guys are wanting them. So we make them like white with a black tip. And so next thing you know, we're catching, you know, bass on them.
That's so
Cedros
cool.
Last week, I see one of my guys that fishes my products, big old bass on a micro jig, and I'm like, oh my God.
This is going to Montana to catch a trout next Tuesday.
I love that.
There you go.
That's cool.
For sure.
And we also make a yo-yo jig and a brass version. So we make three versions of that.
Wow. So they not only are they keychains, they're lures.
Yeah.
And then you're going to give one of those for free when you buy potentially.
I think we are, but until I see the product in hand, I'm going to give the option one or the other, get a keychain or get a jig. So in theory, if everything works well, we're going to have buy two, get one free, and then, gosh, we'll get you two other free jigs even on the micro
jig. Crazy,
man.
That's
awesome. Pretty good deal.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, that's a pretty good deal. Hey, I want to tell you about an event coming up next weekend. It's called Tackle Meet, and this is a guy that does these all over Southern California, Ron Lyon and the guys from Fastlane are going to be there selling some kayaks.
Cool.
Which is super cool. They have some kind of closeout kayaks. They're going to be there. So it's out in Rickeyville, Lakeside.
Hey, nice.
At the Equine Event Services Center on Marina Boulevard in Lakeside. So it's next Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., October 25th. And it's new and used tackle and boats and kayaks
awesome.
And such like that. So be sure to go by and see the guys from Fastlane out there. It's called Tackle Meet. So it's website is tacklemeets.com. So check it out there in Rickeyville, Lakeside, next Saturday.
All right. Well, hey, I had a great text come through. This one was from Steve in Los Angeles. It says, hey, good morning, guys. What a fantastic show this is. I'm wondering if you could talk a little bit about line, spectra, mono, etc. What do you feel is the best combination, all spectra, all mono? If you are, how long of a top shot, and what size monofilament do you feel is best for casting? That's from Steve in Los Angeles.
Depends on what you're doing. Depends on where you're doing it. If you're on a sport fishing boat, you need monofilament. Ask Booger, ask Matt, ask Castleton, ask any of these guys. Monofilament's the way to go. If you're on your own skiff, you can do whatever the hell you want. You know, the problem with using fluoro and straight braid is if you want to send your jigs flying, go right ahead. You're going to lose a lot of jigs over the course of a year. But again, when I refer to anything, my point of view is from a sport fishing boat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I relate to. That's what I talk about. And I see guys all the time with their whatever kind of reel they got, and they got their braid on it, and their couple feet of fluoro or whatever, and they're taking out more backlashes than anybody using monofilament. So stick with monofilament. It's been around forever. It works. And it's got a forgiveness, which braid doesn't have.
Comes off
in your own private boat, you can do whatever you want to. Whatever you feel comfortable with. You know.
What's Danny Wade use?
Monofilament.
Monofilament,
what
of course.
What did I say? You know, monofilament.
Yeah. What pound?
40. Sometimes 30.
You have a preference in brand?
No. Whatever's cheap.
Whatever's cheap.
I change it all the time.
Yeah.
I carry a spool of monofilament with me.
Do you?
Yeah. If I get a nick in my line or a backlash that, you know, gets kinked up too much, that's why I have multiple rods. I just pick another rod up, put it down. If we go from North Island down to SKR, I pull that line off, throw it away, and wind some new line on. I'm ready to go.
It's the cheapest part of it when it's all said and done.
Oh, yeah.
You buy a spool.
I mean, you go into your shop, buy one of them little, what is it, 600-yard spool of Visor or whoever it is. Stick it in your bag and off you go. You'll never run out. You know, and it's the only way to go.
And how many?
Jerry, what do you use, Jerry?
I personally have many, many years of Iserline. I mean, the great folks at Iserline are awesome. As a matter of fact, I'm on my
you
trip.
Use the blue, or you use
I use the blue, 40-pound. Yeah. I always bring 2-pound spools on all my trips for everyone to use.
And you're a mono guy, too.
I'm a mono guy. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yeah.
Again, I know guys are switching to the Spectra, which is great. But again, I've tried it, and I'm sitting there half the time, you know, with a backlash. Meanwhile, everyone around me is hooking up. So so again, I'm a simple math kind of guy. I'm all about odds, and you know, I want to get that jig out there. And you know, I mean, if we're rock fishing, yeah, we'll do that because you could feel every little bit or whatever, whatnot, halibut fishing. But for me, it's more for giving that stretch. You know, you're not going to just pop that jig out when you know if you're buttoned down or whatnot. So to me, it's mono, and I've been using Iserline, since I was a kid. So
gotcha.
I dig it.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone, we got more of your text messages, and more of this great info from Danny and Jerry. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 1st, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. We'll have great savings from Daiwa on Saltist, Saltiga, and the entire electric reel lineup. A fantastic offer on the Proteus rods and SK jigs, too. Over 20 manufacturers' reps, including Daiwa, plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Up to 60% off. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 1st. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, we're talking surface iron. And I got to tell you, being an old guy, want to make it life easier for me. Trax 500 is my surface iron rig. A little Power Pro on there. Little piece of Seaguar fluorocarbon on the end. It works for me. But when you talk about smaller jigs, what about that Trax 400?
Sure. I mean, it's a great option. I think that if we have the surface iron gurus on and we're talking surface iron, for me, it's a Trinidad 20A. I think it's the greatest surface iron reel that's ever been made. It's the opposite of the two. It's your ultimate in high performance, high casting, high power. Trax is a fantastic option that's a very user-friendly reel, too. Anybody could pick that up, make a cast with it. They have an unlimited amount of great options.
Yeah, check it out. Lots of good stuff. Just go to your local tackle dealer and say, I want a surface iron reel, and get Shimano.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnights and multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered. The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. We need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We'll start with saying that we were talking, you know, you had mentioned the option of using a Trax 400, a little bit smaller jig. Jerry just pulled his phone out and said, hey, check it out. This is my son with a Trax 400. There's a yellow that it's tails on the ground and
holy
his head's still in his chest. How big is that,
Jerry?
So this photo is back in 2022. Is my son Ryan.
Wow.
He's the R in JRI. So
we
were on a 7-day on the Intrepid. I think he was 12 at the time, 12 or 13. He was fishing a Trenx 400. We put a T-bar handle on it. He was fishing a Taipan Z90 rod, fishing a Stinger solid mint jig. We were down at the ridge, probably the 13 or the 23, something like that, and he was just killing it.
How big was that beast?
That was a 38-pound.
Holy
at 12.
12 years old.
That's so rad.
Yeah. And I told him, I said, I go, son, you just caught like what most people dream of.
Oh, yeah.
And you're 12 years old. And
yeah,
it's just
awesome.
So, yeah, that
what
was
a great photo.
Yeah, and then he fishes the Trinidad 20s. That's his go-to setup.
The Trinidad 20.
Yeah, so, yeah. You know.
Good stuff. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. Hey, let's find out what's biting down the EK. I'll bet since I'm gone, it's really biting. We have our buddy Chris Moyers from Smokey's Curing Company and Cantina on the line. Buenos dias, Chris.
Pedro, Rick, Danny, Gary, buenos dias, guys.
Yeah, it went wide open right after we left, right?
It sure did, Pedro. Actually, it took a couple days. You know, we kind of had a little lull in the fishing there right after that storm, as you know, Pedro. But, man, oh, man, yesterday it went off. The tuna fishing went off, including, Pedro, I texted you that picture earlier this morning. A 329-pound yellowfin tuna came in at Palmas de Cortez yesterday on the Rosa.
Wow. 329? Jeez. What a monster.
That's a beast.
And right there up at the right there on the bank off La Ribera, about 4 miles offshore, these guys were, I guess they were trolling a little skipjack and landed that sucker. So, yeah, and lots of tuna came in yesterday, lots of them. So, really, you know, like I said, we had a little low, but over the course of the week, I would say right there off La Ribera, and I just did my walk on the beach at Leonero, and I could see a bunch of boats out there.
So was that tuna in the tournament?
I believe so.
Yeah, because they have the East Cape Classic going on now. Yeah.
Yeah, Lynn Rose. Yeah, and so the for the majority of the tuna, it's right there off La Ribera, close in, and then really close in to the north off Tuna Pescadero, right there, and then you know maybe 20-30 miles out. I just talked to Diego. He's out there looking for tuna. He's out there, maybe about 20 miles out looking for some porpoise. And I tell you, like I said, I was just walking the beach and just in the last week, you could feel the climate changing. And I called Diego to get the water temp, and it's 85. So it's come down about 5 degrees in the last, you know, week or so. So that's a good thing. And like I said, it's freshening up. And we saw a few more Dorado this past week for the most. Well, you know, they're still pretty small, but there was a 40 and a 34 that came in out at the 88. So out the buoys out there at the 88, quite, you know, sort of out there towards Cerralvo.
Wow.
Only a couple, yeah, you know, but for the most part, again, it's not great, wide open Dorado fishing, but it hasn't been all year, so there's no surprise there. Only a couple wahoo, but, the billfish bite's going off and, the Bisbee Offshore Tournament was going on over the last 3 days in Cabo, but we're seeing quite a few blues. The stripers are back, and then the sailfish are plentiful as well. So, you know, tuna and billfish pretty much. But it's been an interesting week, but it seems like we're back on track after that little lull. Unfortunately, you guys, we had that storm kind of go through, but it seems like we're back on track. And I think with the water temperature changing, we may be hopefully not getting any more storms. So
yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, even though the weather wasn't in our favor during our 31st annual Let's Talk Hookup Palmas de Cortez Rich Top Deb Veros Memorial Tournament, it was still a great time. You know, we added an extra day of fishing. We got out Friday, and the guys did pretty well on Friday, caught a bunch of tuna and released a bunch of billfish and some Dorado. And then, of course, Saturday they shut the port down because of the tropical storm Raymond. And then Sunday they got back out fishing a little late because they hesitated on opening the port. It was a little rough. But, of course, Team No Bananas, they cleaned up and caught a whole bunch of tuna and released some billfish and won the tournament. But,
they sure did.
But no, we had some great participants. You know, we had 36 people in the tournament and lots of fun. And, it was, you know, it's just the East Cape and Palmas de Cortez, such a great time, Chris.
Yeah, Yeah, man, and it was just, it's always good to see, and you've got so many of those regulars that come down. It's always good to see you and your brother-in-law John and Mark, and we did, you know, we did a rib night for you guys. So, yeah, we were able to watch the baseball games. And
oh, man, Smokies was hopping, man. Smokies Curing Company Cantina. You had baseball, football. What else did you have? You had Chris putting on a performance, too. It was quite something.
They had ribs and Pacificos, man. Yeah. What more do you need?
Yeah, he had the rib night, special Smokies rib night. Oh, my gosh, that was good. Yeah, it was really good.
Oh.
But it was hopping, and the town is hopping, and it's a different world. And I got to tell you, if you're a pickleball player, that new Palmas pickleball area, it's world class. They have a world class pickleball, like 25 courts,
That's crazy.
In front of Palmas de Cortez now, and it's world class. I mean, we went and toured it; it was amazing. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It is world class, and you know what they did is they took that driving range that was really never really hardly used, and had to water it all the time, and they did something really cool with that. And it's a hopping place, and it is world class, and they've got tournaments there, and it's really added a lot. It's amazing. That sport. I mean, I guess it's going to be an Olympic sport, you know?
It's something. And then I got to put a kudos out to your buddy, Jimmy from Can Do Rentals. We rented a side-by-side and a quad for the whole time we were there, and that just makes our time.
That's so
you know,
much
we
fun.
We went up to Punta Pescadero. We went up to the waterfalls. Alex took us on a tour, which I would highly recommend, up to San Bartolo and through the back roads and through the rivers, and then we jumped in the natural springs that they have up there in San Bartolo, and then had lunch in San Bartolo. It's just a super cool experience. If the fish are biting or not, there's always something to do in the East Cape. You can go up to Santiago on the side-by-sides and quads and do a hot springs up there. But Can Do Rentals will also, Jimmy and Alex will give Let's Talk Hookup listeners a discount. So just tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup. They'll give you a special deal on your rentals. But they have the finest equipment down there. There's a lot of competition down there. But Can Do is the place to get it because they're good people. And they're good buddies with Chris, right?
That's right. Jimmy's my fellow Dorado Shootout champion. So we always have that in common. We're champs, not chumps.
Well,
he does a good job over there. And like you said, there's always something to do. Like you were supposed to, I remember you were supposed to go diving that day at Pomo, and the visibility was low after the storm.
Right.
But instead of doing that, which would have been cool, you just go take the tour. You can go up Santiago and go to the waterfalls. There's all kinds of stuff, and I'm glad you guys did that trip up to San Bartolo.
Yeah, we had a great time.
That is a cool experience that you might not have done. Had you, you know, if you would, because you weren't able to go diving.
It was a highlight.
There's a lot to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we were supposed to go diving on Monday. And Pilu texted me and said, hey, visibility's not great. And it's like, if you don't want to come, don't worry about it. And we didn't go. And
that's
like,
cool.
No fun diving when it's low visibility because that place is so amazing and so much to see.
I dived Cabo Pulmo, and it is amazing.
It's phenomenal.
I'm going to show you a video of something that is just unbelievable. I'll show it to you on a break. But talk about bull sharks and just right over my head.
Yeah, right there, yeah. And the giant fish there, giant cabrilla and the cargo and stuff. Yeah, it's a highlight. That's the thing about the East Cape. It is not just about fishing. There's so much to do down there, and it's a different world than going to Cabo.
Yeah,
it's a totally different world.
Sure.
Hey, Chris, so speaking of fishing, somebody wants to charter Vaquera, the best boat in the East Cape, or come to Smokies Curing Company and Cantina, have their fish processed at Smokies. How do we find you?
You can get a hold of me at vaquerasportfishing.com. That's V-A-Q-U-E-R-A. Or you can get a hold of me, BossSmokeDog with 2 G's at Gmail. Call me on my cell, 858-231-1358, and I'll be happy to take care of all your needs.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Thanks for all the hospitality, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
Okay, guys. Take care.
All right. Appreciate that very much. You have a great text, huh?
I thought so. It says, hey, guys, loving this show. So much great information. I've got a question for Danny. I've occasionally seen some captains talk about using oversized jigs or larger jigs like the JRI-4 or the Giga. Where do you find these bigger jigs really shine? Is it only to match the hatch? Is it to keep smaller fish off? I'd love to hear the time and place that big jigs excel. That's from Jake in Carlsbad.
Almost anywhere but La Jolla, to be honest.
Everywhere but La Jolla.
Yeah.
Why La Jolla for smaller jigs?
just well, I can't tell. You know, I don't know.
Smaller
it's been that way for
there?
50 years.
Has it really?
Yeah, yeah. You know, it's been that way for 50. It's just something in the make of the area. Not that you can't catch a fish up there on a JRI-4 or a Super 7X, but you're going to catch more fish on a smaller profile.
Like which jig?
The ones we've been talking about.
The DWI one.
The DW1. The A1, the Taddy C, the any Stinger. Of that kind of the Stinger, yeah. Coronado Island's a different story. They like a bigger profile, uh-huh. Especially up around North Island on the weather side or the weather side of South Island.
Interesting.
It's just something in the lay of the land. To say it's this reason, you can't do it.
Can't pin it on.
You can't do it. Yeah. But just from, you know, I've been doing the surface iron thing for almost 60 years.
Really?
The first yellowtail I caught, I was 7 years old on a San Diego on a 6X Junior.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
So, but it's just, if you don't believe me, go talk to Castleton. He'll be the first one to tell you, scale down. And where did he get that? From me, you know. but it's just something in the way Mother Nature works in La Jolla.
Yeah.
You get down here in Point Loma. Bigger lure works better, especially bass fishing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Coronado Islands, you know, that's where anywhere, you're number four or anything of that nature, you know, that's the Coronado Islands that shines, such as any of this 7X style lure, your standard candy bar, your 45, whatever it may be, that it works better there than it does in La Jolla. So it's not that there's a direct reason for it. It's just what works.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
Not broke, don't fix it.
Exactly.
Yeah. This is a question for Jerry from John Amir Mesa. It says, earlier Danny mentioned the importance of sharp, crisp edges on a jig, but is there ever a scenario where a duller, rounder edge would be an advantage for creating more turbulence when tracking through the water, from John Amir Mesa there?
I don't think so. I mean, unless you're, I mean, it would have to be stupid, wide open, like fishing that they're going to be catching it on. But I just can't see it. Those edges, again, it's just cutting through that water back and forth. So, unless it's just a crazy wide open bite that you throw a piece of gum out there, a gum wrapper out there, they're biting it maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, for what we do and the fact that we're, you know, we pride ourselves on sharp edges, you know, for us to do that, I mean, proof is in the pudding.
That's your deal. Yeah, they work.
They work.
Again, like I said before, I can take a dowel and put a ring on it. And cast it, dowel round, and make as much turbulence as you want.
Right.
But the yellowtail won't bite it. They'll just follow it.
They'll follow it.
They want that crisp, nice, sharp movement.
Erratic edge.
And that erratic edge, according to Taddy, who was a buddy of mine way back when he was still alive, if you look at a ball of bait, that ball of bait, they swim in much of a figure eight. The ones outside are trying to get inside to push the ones inside outside. And when that one bait, a tuna or a yellowtail will not swim through the middle of that ball of bait. But when that one bait makes that odd, misses the eye and goes off to the side, that erratic action, it gets bit.
That's the one that gets picked off.
Yeah, and right. that's why they got to do that. Again, if it's turbulence, use a popper, and you should catch yellowtail all the time. But you don't.
Right.
They won't eat the popper.
Rarely.
You've
got to go to New Zealand if you want to do that.
You have a good one, Albert.
I thought so. Good morning, guys. What a great show this is. I'm pretty new to jig fishing and surface iron. My question for Danny, when it comes to choosing jigs, is color a factor for you? If so, when does it come into play, and what's the favorite one in your box? That's from Charisse.
The color is not the factor in getting the bite.
Okay.
Again, the color is the factor in my old eyeballs being able to see that jig to make sure it's swimming properly. The best color jigs I have in my tackle bag or box are the ones that have the least amount of paint on them, mm-hmm. because they've caught the most fish. Again, when surface iron in its infancy will go to candy bar, because probably the first commercially viable lure. I mean, putter was before that, but candy bar was commercially viable. They were just nothing but aluminum. And they did that for years and years and years.
It was the only option.
And eventually, it's, well, man, we're not selling as many jigs as we used to. So his son, We got some white house paint at home. Let's paint some white. So now you've got your three or four aluminum jigs. Well, now you got to have three or four white ones. And then came a blue stripe.
Mm-hmm.
Need I say any more?
Yeah. So, here's a great little history, fun factoid. John Yamati gave me this little history of mint that back in the day, way that they would just paint it with the Detroit diesel green spray paint of the diesel engines back in the day, and that's kind of the evolution of where mint came from.
That's what they had on hand.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah. And so, keeping with the homage of history, we do make a Detroit diesel green jig as well. So again, it's just that green variant, but sticking to tradition because I love the history of jigging and all that, jig fishing and stuff like that. We have a Detroit diesel, but that's the history of kind of where mint derived from.
And it goes back a little farther.
Go ahead.
The Malahany was painted that color.
Oh, there you go.
and we used jigs on a Malahany that were painted because we had the paint.
I've heard you talk about that you don't care what color a jig is in any scenario ever except for calico bass fishing and caterpillar yellow. Is that still a thing?
Oh, yeah. I'll come stand next to me and I'll prove it to you. We kind of figured it out. But Tim Green had the Fisherman 3. JD is on the bait tank, and the bait had a lot of kelp fish in it.
Uh-huh.
So he's just throwing the kelp fish in a handwell. And Tim looks at me and says, "What do you think?" Pins went on, puts it in the water. Smack. He went like 6 for 6. And this quality fish, you know, these are 3, 4, 5 pound fish. And I've been catching this stuff on that caterpillar yellow. I took that jig and put it in the handwell. I said, "There it is.
That's what that thing is.
There it is." And it looks like a kelp fish, more or less.
Yeah.
Bass, freshwater and or saltwater, have better cones and rods than your pelagics. Pelagics don't have the advanced cones and rods that your bass-style fish have. So they do see color far better.
All right. Hey, I want to mention, too, we've talked about the East Cape. Carlos from Tino Bananas wrote a great article that will come up in our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter in a couple of weeks. We have one coming up from Dan from the Searcher Trip. And then, of course, the current one is the one written by your lovely wife, Dallas, about your great camping trip and adventures in camping, which is up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. That is a great, if you haven't seen that article, Dallas is a great writer with some great pictures. It's up on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Or just go research our Let's Talk Hookup email list and get on the email and we'll send you our email blast every other week. We don't spam, we don't do anything, but if you're not on our email list, get on it. It's free and you'll get all these great articles that all these people are doing. So watch out for that East Cape article coming up by Carlos because he did a good job.
That's cool.
For sure.
All right, hey, let's jump back into the text. This one, hey, good morning, guys. I have a question about treble hooks versus single hooks. Is there a time, I'm kind of thinking JRI 66 for big yellows and Baja, is there ever a time when it would be appropriate to switch from a treble to a single?
Go for it. Again, wahoo fishing, something like a tuna fishing, maybe do for the single side wash. Where swimmability of the jig is not important, right? Mm-hmm. So we look at the side wash. It's just a huge rudder. So remember, if you know, it's a pivot point. So it's kind of counteracting. So the longer that hook is, the more it's counteracting that swimmability. I'll never forget Stinger Ray Montero, rest in peace. Love that guy. You know, we talked an entire day. I don't even think I fished that day because we just talked hooks. We're talking shorter shanks, this and that. You guys are sponsored by Gamagatsu. That was his favorite jig or his favorite treble hook because of that light wire. The problem is that when you go for the big masses, it's tough because they tend to bend. So, but he loved that. I made his little special line of Stinger jigs for him with Gamagatsu trebles because he loved them so much. So at that point, that's kind of what, you know, you're going for that single side wash. If it's like wahoo, that tuna where maybe swimmability is not so much versus that shorter chain treble that you need that swimmability.
Like that really light wire hook allows the ass end to come around better.
Absolutely.
But it's not right for longevity.
You
can't be making a jig where a guy is going to be forced to change his hook out after three fish.
Absolutely.
There's a difference in your locale as well.
Sure.
You're fishing up here. Stealth has a little something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
The hook size, the gauge of the wire, the gauge of the ring. I got news for you, man. I can go to Cedrus and catch yellowtail and a whole lot of crap. I would not catch fish up here.
Maybe your dowel will work down there.
It probably would.
Probably would.
but again, the difference is your location. Again, you get down on the ridge, down on the 13, the 23, out to the Sam, that stuff, that yellow gets up blowing around out there. take the biggest jig you got with the biggest hook you got. You're going to get a bite. Mm-hmm. You do that here, you're going to stand there and watch everybody.
You yep. got to you've got to be on your game when you're catching yellowtail here on the surf side.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And why is that? Just for pressure?
Well, it's just a different, you know, this is the upper end of their scale.
Yeah.
I mean, the Don Sansom always called Cedros, Benitos, San Martin, the golden triangle of yellowtail.
Uh-huh.
This is their upper end. You know, the farther you get up, the less they're predominant.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including finding out who's got themselves a hand-picked set of JRIs. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook, and YouTube Live.
Looking for the ultimate Alaska fishing experience and the best value in Alaska? Look no further than Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. A trip to Kingfisher includes everything you need to make your experience legendary. The finest fishing fleet in Sitka with the best captains, deluxe accommodations, gourmet food, world-class fish processing, and the best part, it's all included for one amazing price. Kingfisher is Let's Talk Hookup's most popular destination. Hundreds of listeners have experienced Kingfisher Charters, and most go back again and again. You have probably heard a lot of big promises from other Alaska lodges, only to find there were lots of hidden charges. Not Kingfisher. Everything is included. 10-hour fishing days, your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, and fishing gear. All you bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. Kingfisher Charters, your Alaska fishing destination. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaport Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaport Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open parties, schedule check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Take a closer look at the Ford F-150. You'll see hard work, a great adventure, and so much more. Inside and out, it's designed for the family, the road trip, and the most demanding job. The 2025 Ford F-150, whether it's gas, hybrid, or the all-electric Lightning, find the truck that will meet your needs. From California's best-selling truck brand, the 2025 Super Duty, the rugged Ford Ranger, and the versatile Ford Maverick, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today to see the great selection across the full truck lineup.
I believe there is no doubt that the finest sport fishing in the world starts right here in San Diego. This is Captain Frank Lopresti. Our fleet of long-range boats and crew are unmatched, and the Royal Polaris and Shogun are right at the top of the list. Captain Jonathan Yamati and his crew aboard the Royal Polaris are considered to be the finest long-range vessel in the world. From summer bluefin, yellowtail, and wahoo to giant yellowfin tuna, our record is unmatched. The Shogun, under the direction of Captain Rene Montegudo, has become one of the most popular long-range boats in the fleet. This big, wide, solid riding vessel has gained a reputation for catching fish and treating their customers to an epic vacation on the water. I am so proud of Jonathan, Rene, and the crews on both the Royal Polaris and Shogun, as they have helped me keep the reputation of the premier vessels in the long-range fleet. Come see for yourself. Book a trip on the Royal Polaris or Shogun today. Check RoyalPolarisSportFishing.com. or ShogunSportFishing.com or call Monica or Jen in the office at 619-226-8030.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore, thanks to the Dana Wharf's Kids Club. Dana Wharf Sport Fishing invites all anglers 12 and under to join the Kids Club today. Membership includes over $100 of really cool stuff, like two free fishing trips, whale watch trip, as well as a free Dana Wharf Kids Club hat or t-shirt. Log on to the website, DanaWharf.com, or visit them in Dana Point Harbor, the vast capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Okay, having a great time here this morning. We don't have to flip the coin today. No, Jerry brought prizes for both.
Yeah.
So congratulations. The winner of the text package of JRI Jigs is going to Jake in Carlsbad. On the caller side, congratulations, Robert in Canyon Country. You boys are hooked up with some new jigs for the bag.
Jerry, again, special deal coming up at Tackle Day. Buy two, get one. Get one free. Buy two, get four free. Yeah. And maybe a bonus jig, too.
Yep. So at Tackle Days, pick up two JRI jigs at the tackle shop. They're going to give you one free jig. Bring that receipt of proof of purchase to the JRI booth. and we'll have a plethora of JRI surface irons, and get a free one there. And if everything works out, a free keychain or micro jig as well.
Wow, so that's rad. Thanks, Jerry. That's
thanks,
really cool.
Jerry. That's gonna be, and of course, your JRI jigs are available at tackle stores all over Southern California.
Absolutely,
right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah.
Many different great.
Every good saltwater shop should have JRI on the wall.
And it's like you said earlier, it's specific to the zone. Like Dana Landing has different ones for La Jolla,
absolutely.
Than Fisherman's Landing Tackle, and so you know different ones in LA and stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and Dan. We're going to find you at H&M Landing, right?
Yeah, it's hard to get rid of.
All the time. Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
Thanks, Danny.
Thanks,
fun show,
very
buddy.
Much. Thank you guys for coming in. And thank you all for listening today. We're going to be back next Saturday. Tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Yeah, we got
tomorrow.
Benny
Florentino and Matt Florentino. Matt Benny, of course, from Coastal Charters, and Matt from Salty Crew. That's going to be a great show. They've given away some great stuff tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow. On the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan. We'll see you then.